Here you are at the peak of Pernod. Towering over the sea, it is here that the first steam-powered monoplane, built by Charles Richer, was launched in 1896. This celebrated physiologist, who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine, was an aviation pioneer, along with his friend Victor Tatin, the inventor of a gas and steam motor. Together, they built the first monoplane, 2.5 meters long with a wingspan of 6.6 meters. Its extra-light wooden frame was covered with silk. A commemorative stone monument at the tip of the promontory has been erected to commemorate this historic flight. It bears the inscription, "Here in May 1896 and June 1897, the first aeroplane built by Charles Richer and Victor Tatin took off in the presence of his son Albert Richer, who became a flying officer and died fighting for France at Annecy-le-Château, 29th of August, 1918.
On one of the faces of this monument, you can see a Latin text. Unfortunately, some parts of the inscription have worn away over time, but you can still make out Jacques Richer, maire de Kerkeran, 1921, mayor of Kerkeran, 1921. Usus secredere coelo, which translates as having dared entrust himself to the sky. This phrase comes from Virgil's Aeneid. It refers to the myth of Daedalus, who by giving himself wings, escaped along with his son Icarus from the labyrinth, where they had been trapped by King Minos. From the monument, you can see Pernod's beach and the charming beach of Pradon, which is covered with tamarisks, those shrubs that grow everywhere along the Mediterranean coastline.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.